And as you make yourself comfortable, no need to rush. Take your time. And we'll begin. So we start by stopping. Stopping what you were doing before, stopping to be here now. And to be a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. So I'm going to offer a few thoughts for you to try out before we kind of begin into the whole session. And you can kind of test out if any seem particularly right for you today. And just know that you can come back to any of these at any time during the constructive rest. So try out. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. I am free to give, and I am free to receive. So again, you're free to come back to any of these during the session. And in fact, some of them will recur during the session. So right here, right now, take note of what is supporting you right now. What are you resting on? Where is the ground? What are you touching? What is touching you? You can notice the kind of giving and receiving that happens when we are in contact with something else. You are giving your weight to the surface beneath. So for those of you lying down, you can notice your weight-bearing points of contact. That might be the back of your head resting on the books or your support. The back of your shoulder blades, the back of your pelvis, the back of your arms and elbows, soles of your feet resting on the floor, or maybe the back of your legs draped over a bolster or cushion. Notice that you are giving your weight to the surface beneath, and you are receiving support from beneath. You have this idea of accepting and receiving support from the ground. Imagine that you are being held, cradled even, by the ground beneath. Think to yourself, I am free to give my weight to the ground, and I am free to receive the support of the ground. So, from this more grounded place, expand your awareness into the space around you. Could ask yourself, where is the space? What do I notice about the space all around me? You can notice that there is space above you and below you. There is space in front of you and behind you. There is space to either side of you. You are giving your attention to the space all around you, and you can receive support, a sense of safety, even, but certainly of spaciousness from the space around you. And think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So now I invite you to do a little very quick scan of your body. What do you notice about yourself right now? Are there some places that are standing out or calling to you in some way? I invite you to accept and acknowledge anything that you do notice and meet any pain or discomfort, mental or physical, with both awareness and kindness. There is nothing you have to do to change or fix right now. And know that you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. And now shift your awareness, and we're going to kind of go through another little scan of our body. But this time, I'm going to invite you to notice what I'm going to call ease. So, what is ease? Somewhere that feels a little better than any of the uncomfortableness you may have perceived before. Things that are feeling normal, okay. Maybe it's really feels like flow and comfortable and wonderful, but it's a spectrum. We're just looking for a little tiny bit of ease. So ask yourself, where is the ease? Where do I notice just a little bit of ease in myself? But I invite you to think and notice. I am free to notice ease, any ease that might be there in my feet and my toes and my ankles and my heels. I'm free to notice any ease that might be in my legs, my calves, shins, knees, thighs. I'm free to notice any ease that might be in my hips, pelvis, back, low back, mid back, upper back. Any ease in my belly, solar plexus, chest, heart. Free to notice any ease that might be in my shoulders. Free to notice any ease in my arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, thumbs. I'm free to notice any ease in my neck, in my throat, in my face, forehead, around the eyes, cheeks, jaw, mouth, lips, tongue. I'm free to notice any ease in my head, at the top of my head. I'm free to notice any ease inside my physical body, in my thoughts. I am free to notice ease. When we give attention to any ease that is there, and we shine a little light on it, in return, we may receive a greater sense of ease, of easing within us. With that ease that might be there, let's now shine a little light on our breath. So bring a little awareness to your breath right now. Not trying to change it or fix it or do anything with it, just to notice how it is. You could start by noticing the air gently going in and out through your nose. Notice the gentle movement of your breath in your body, in your torso. Might be a rise and fall of the chest and the abdomen. You might also know that that rise and fall as the lungs empty and fill and empty is a three-dimensional process and experience as your ribs rise up and out with each in-breath and straight back down with each out-breath. So you'll notice a movement to the sides and in your back too. Giving and receiving an ebb and a flow. You can think of the breath, the rhythm of the breath being more like that of the rhythm of the waves coming into shore. So sometimes it can be quite regular and peaceful. Sometimes there seems like there's quite a pause, and then suddenly a great big wave, great big breath will roll in. You think to yourself, my body breathes me. You don't have to do your breathing. Your breathing can very well take care of itself, our constant companion through life. And try that again. Think that again. My body breathes me. My breathing is free. And you could think, I am free to notice my breathing, to notice my breath. So not forgetting about your breath, but including it in the sense of your whole self. Let's take a moment now to think a little bit more of this idea of giving and receiving, which I've intertwined with our session today. So if I invite you now, if you wish, to just simply think about giving, whatever form that comes to you in, whether it's giving a gift, giving help, giving your attention. Notice how you respond to the idea of giving. Maybe it's not what you expected, maybe it is. What do you notice? So now, let's do the same for receiving. Think about the idea of receiving. Maybe it's receiving a gift, receiving help, receiving attention, whatever form it comes to you in. What do you notice when you think about receiving? How do you respond to the idea of receiving? And is it different from giving? Take a moment with that. See what you notice. And you might think to yourself, I am free to give and I am free to receive. So before we finish up, reflect on what you noticed about giving and receiving. Does one feel easier or better than the other in some way? Did you notice some sort of physical or emotional response to either or both of them? Same or different? And how did you respond to the idea of giving and receiving as it came in different parts of today's constructive rest, as we thought about giving and receiving weight, or the idea of giving and receiving of breath? You can't have one without the other. There's always giving and receiving. So one last time before we finish up, I invite you to notice your contact with the ground, with whatever you are resting on. Notice your support from the ground. You could touch back into those weight-bearing points of contact. Do you notice that your contact has changed through the session? Think to yourself, I'm free to receive the support of the ground. And one more time, bring your attention to the space all around you. Know that the space above and below, to either side, in front and behind, and in every direction in between, you are in the center of your own space. Think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. I'm free to notice ease, any ease within me or outside of me. I am free to give, and I am free to receive. I am free.